In the last excerpt of our story, Absolutely Everything, we arrive at the final chapter. It's called To Be Continued. Can you guess why? Fortunately, this non-fiction story has no end, at least not yet. And let's hope it doesn't, at least not anytime soon. But today's world has quite a few problems that need sorting out. Can you think of some of them? To be honest, it's going to be up to young people today to help find solutions to things like using too much plastic, population growth, climate change, and of course, pandemics like the one we're experiencing today. So, that's why connecting knowledge together matters. We need to work together as teams to find solutions to the problems of the world today. And maybe by having a big perspective on the story of Absolutely Everything, young people can activate our best problem-solving skills that have, over the last 10,000 years, made people the most successful species on Earth. Chapter 15. To Be Continued. 1945 to the present day. The shaping of the world we know and what might come next. Are you feeling a little dizzy? I certainly am. We've been whizzing at tremendous speed through history and around the world to the last 100th of a second before midnight on our 24-hour clock. And even though we are almost at the end of a book about history, there are some stories that will have to stay unfinished. Take plastic. In 1855, the British inventor Alexander Parkes made the very first type of plastic. He called it Parksine after himself. It was great for waterproofing coats. Variations on his recipe, which included cooking a mixture of chemicals and natural fibres, were developed in Britain and the United States. Nowadays, most of the plastic we use comes from petroleum, the same oil that fuels our cars. And since just after World War II, plastic has become a huge part of our lives. Plastic is in our toys. Plastic fibres, called synthetics, are in our clothes. We carry things in bags made of plastic. We use plastic furniture. We wrap food in plastic to keep it fresh. We make artificial legs and arms and heart valves from it. We even make cars and planes out of it. Plastic vehicles are lighter than metal ones, so use less fuel and cause less pollution. But, like all stories, it's not that simple. It took a while for anyone to see the problem with all the plastic, but there is one. Because plastic is so cheap to buy, we throw a lot of it away. And the big snag is we don't know of any fungi or microbes that can break down plastic. That means almost all the plastic that has ever been made still exists today. A lot of plastic ends up either buried in the ground or, worse, floating in the seas. Here it can do huge damage to fish and seabirds who can't help eating tiny plastic particles or getting caught in floating plastic rubbish. When that happens, they can get sick or even die. And ocean currents gather floating plastic into areas called gyres. The biggest is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It's hard to measure its size, but experts say it's at least as big as the US state of Texas, or three times the size of France. How does this story end? We don't know. Some plastic is recycled and made into new plastic. Some is burned to create energy. And some scientists think microbes might be evolving to be able to break it down. But so far, none of these solutions is nearly enough. What on earth can we do with all this plastic? Did you know that babies are being born around the world right now at the rate of more than 4 a second? That's about 353,000 babies every day. And did you know that only about 151,000 people are dying each day? So that means, on average, the world's population increases by more than 200,000 people each day. That is why the Earth is now home to 7.6 billion people, three times as many as in 1945. The big reason we have so many people is science. New drugs, vaccines, operations, tools, and life support machines can prevent and cure disease, helping people live longer. We have new chemicals and technologies to grow more food in less space. Cars and planes are safer, and so are factories, so fewer people die in accidents. Many countries have systems to make sure citizens have enough to eat and a place to live, even if they can't provide those things for themselves. The average person in the world now lives to the age of 71. That's 40 years longer than in 1900. Remember that giant meteorite that killed off the non-flying dinosaurs 65 million years ago? It triggered a mass extinction, the death of many life forms all at once. Today, many scientists think we are in the middle of another mass extinction. This time, the meteorite has come in the form of humans and the towns and cities, roads and factories we build. Some inventions that are good for people are not so good for other living things. Giant dams provide electricity for humans, but they also destroy homes for animals such as otters and beavers. Artificial fertilizers pollute streams. Plus, our building destroys animal habitats and gets in the way of migrations. And then there's all that plastic. In 2018, a team of scientists figured out a way to estimate the weight of all living things on Earth. It turns out humans are only a tiny part, about 1 in every 10,000 kilograms of Earth's life. But we have had a huge impact on the whole. Since we started farming, 83% of the wild mammals on land have gone extinct, along with half of the plants. Forests take in carbon dioxide and give off oxygen. But humans cut down trees for paper and hardwood and to make space for farming. This has led to the destruction of precious rainforests, such as the Amazon in Brazil. And that's the problem, for us and for much of the rest of life on Earth too. In 1896, Swedish climate scientist Sven Arrhenius was the first to suggest a link between the amount of carbon dioxide in the air and global warming. Lots of extra carbon dioxide is being pumped into the air by pollution from power stations, cars, and aircraft, which burn coal, gas, and oil. Meanwhile, less carbon dioxide is being removed from the air because of our shrinking forests. That's why levels of carbon dioxide have almost doubled since 1832. And all that carbon dioxide has made the world warmer than it has been at any point in the last 100,000 years.